Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 68. The cause of an early morning barn fire in the Kenosha County village of Summers is under investigation. The structure burning brightly because it was filled with 5,000 bales of hay. Several county fire agencies were called to the 7,000 block of Highway S at about a quarter to four, with one first responder telling countywide dispatch the flames could be seen from Green Bay Road, and the first on the scene reporting the structure engulfed in flames. It didn't take long for the incident commander to request mutual aid and later declare a second alarm response. Help included such departments as the city of Kenosha, South Shore, Bristol, Paris, Pleasant Prairie, Randall, Salem, and Zion. The Racine fire bells were also requested. Damage is said to be extensive, with the owner of the property saying that aside from all the hay, farm equipment and recreational vehicles also burned. A Kenosha County investigation team was contacted to help figure out the cause. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is offering a $10,000 reward for information that helps find those responsible for setting fires during Milwaukee protests. A number of businesses were destroyed or damaged over the weekend in the Sherman Park neighborhood, including a gas station and an auto parts store. The fires were tied to demonstrations after a Milwaukee police officer shot and killed a man who reportedly had a gun in his hand. City of Racine residents will be getting another large cart for their solid waste with a semi-automated collection plan the Common Council approved for implementation by next summer. Materials collected from their current location, including alleys, but bulky waste to be a separate pickup. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said this will involve pickup devices installed on the trucks with carts left at the curb line after collection. Alderman Terry McCarthy said to help weigh the cost versus using a private contractor, his Public Works Committee also wanted a cost analysis and comparison to other cities.
After discussion, the committee came to the conclusion that if we did indeed contract this out, it would be direct operational cost as opposed to a combination of capital and operational cost. Therefore, decided to move forward without an RFP, but direct the commissioner to do comparisons to other cities as well, so we knew that we were in the right kind of ballpark.
The council vote was unanimous in favor of the semi-automated solid waste collection system. Smaller carts would be available, as well as additional carts. The city of Racine already is six over its quota for Class A liquor licenses and a request to exceed it with a new convenience store and gas station at 930 Washington Avenue, where the total 24 used to be and was closed down, has been denied by the Common Council, putting the project in doubt. The developer, during citizens' comments, asked for another chance with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. But Alderman Jeff Coe, who chairs that committee, said there's a saturation already and people living there don't want it.
And they clearly told me, and if I would have known this, I would have brought those people in with me. These are the people that live there 24/7 that are going to be impacted by another liquor license.
The vote to send the issue back to licensing failed 8-5, and then the recommendation to deny the petition to exceed the license quota was approved 11-2. With Alderman Shields and Perez opposed, the project developer said last week the license was critical for the business. No objections were raised at a public hearing on a proposed conditional use permit that would allow a veterinarian to open a clinic in a shuttered restaurant at 6300 Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Dr. Ed Sushmilch currently operates the Prairie Side Clinic on Lathrop Avenue in Racine, but noted at the hearing the facility has no room for expansion along with other issues. He said the former restaurant will allow him to immediately increase the number of exam rooms available for his fast-growing practice. Sushmilch said his plan includes upgrading the exterior of the building, which he called tired.
And not so much changing the outside, but making sure that it is painted, properly maintained, whether that's gutters, windows, painting. We do not intend significant landscape modifications at this time, but we will have to alter some of the landscape for both aesthetic reasons as well as giving our clients a space for the dogs to relieve themselves.
The Village Plan Commission approved the request for the CUP at their meeting this afternoon. The City Council in Green Bay has voted down a proposal to return $2 million in excess Lambeau Field tax money to property owners with a rebate check, in favor of putting it towards city infrastructure such as streets, sewers, or city parks. Aldermen previously agreed to earmark $1.2 million of the one-time $5.4 million windfall for paying off three state trust fund loans, but several on the council argued the rebate did not fairly distribute the money. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.